Hello, hello. You are listening to Conversations with the Lady Yaz B. Today we are going to be discussing the January 6th insurrection investigation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is currently selecting a committee to be able to have subpoena power and investigate the January 6th Capitol building attack, where the world witnessed supporters with Trump flags, Confederate flag, a noose was put on the property, chants of hang Mike Pence, our former vice president of the United States of America, as well as slurs, both racial, gender-based, to harm and attack elected officials, and the Republicans are not exactly happy to hear that we will be having a in-depth committee investigate what occurred during the January 6th attack on the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., as well as what and who, if any, elected officials were involved, as well as what spurred this hateful, violent attack on Capitol police officers, as well as Washington, D.C. police officers. And we are just so excited here at Conversations with the Lady Yaz B to hear about this, because it definitely needs to be investigated, just as Benghazi was investigated for hours and weeks and months and even years to find nothing at the end of that Benghazi investigation. So to be able to know, we as a country, the United States of America and the world, can get some clarity on what happened, who made it happen, who was in charge, who was the triggering catalyst for what occurred on the day, the days before, as well as the day after. Currently, we are at 550 plus people who have either been arrested and are still in jail and or who are awaiting trial, which is also very exciting because a lot of these people will be getting long-term probation. We just had one young lady who has been charged already, and she did receive 3 years of probation for her actions that she displayed on January 6th at the Capitol building. So this is ongoing. Justice is slow, but it does come. Perhaps not in the way that we all want it to, but down below in the comment section, please do comment on what do you feel is going to happen to most of these insurrectionists. Will they be fined? Will they get probation? And or how are your feelings that this occurred in our country, basically on live television, as well as most of the defendants that are being charged with any criminal act posted it to their social media pages. So it's not just, oh, we believe the media, we believe the media. No, Joe Schmo posted video saying we attacked the Capitol, we stormed the Capitol. They used all the words like that. They said this is a revolution. They were ready to hang the vice president of the United States of America because he refused to overthrow the Constitution, which states that January 6th is all about counting the votes, saying, yes, this is how many votes we have for the vice president. This is how many votes we have for the president. These two people will be our next VP and president of the United States of America. There's nothing that Mike Pence could have done to be able to stop, stall, or anything of that nature. And that is why the Capitol building was stormed and why it was attacked, because they realized there was nothing that this man was going to do because he was going to follow the Constitution. There was no fraud found by Bill Barr, by any of the Secretary of States who are in charge of elections. So this is definitely going to be a long, encompassing investigation. And I, for one, am so excited to find out everything that we possibly can. So please do stay tuned here on Conversations with the Lady Yasby as more information comes in. We'll see you right back here every day, Tuesday.